Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in our daf delves into the importance of Onik Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos with special foods that are prepared on Amud Bey's Chazal. Some powerful statements related to the koach of observing Shabbos in all of its details and all of its halachos. The first from Rav Chiya Bar Abba B'Shem Rav Yochanan that Shmira Shabbos, observing the Shabbos, has the ability to forgive even the sin of Avodah Zarah, the sin of idolatry. Furthermore, Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav says that had the Jewish people properly observed the first Shabbos that they were commanded to keep, Lo Shalta Behem Ulma V'Lasho, no nation or tongue would ever have ruled them. This is learned from the two parshios of the Chilul Shabbos of the people who went searching for the man, that they violated Shabbos, their commandment came out, do not go out to try to look for man on Shabbos. And they didn't listen, they went out, they looked. Right after this, the Moshe explicitly told them, Hashem did not want them to do this on Shabbos, there'd be enough for the double portion from Erev Shabbos, immediately followed up by Bnei Yisrael being attacked by Amalek. So Gemara links these two incidents together. The claim is that somehow this violation of Shabbos, which seems quite insignificant, brought on anti-Semitism, the attack of the enemies of the Jewish people. Reuven Breitowitz has a brilliant presentation where he takes us all the way back to Sefer Bereishis, Perek Beis, Vayavarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i Vayakadesh Oto. Rashi says in the Pasuk, what is the Vayakadesh? What is the Vayavarech? The Vayavarech, the bracha of Shabbos is that the man fell double in Erev Shabbos. And the Vayakadesh is that it didn't fall on Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos made it so that Hashem wouldn't bring man on Shabbos. So the Zohar says a different pshat in Parshas Yisro is a different idea, that the bracha that Hashem gave Shabbos was the energy to sustain Bnei Yisrael for the rest of the week. Shabbos is blessed because the man of Sunday through Friday is rooted in the previous Shabbos. Rebbe Breitowitz said, this Zohar also explained the minhag of having the ofruf, the Shabbos before the wedding, since the upcoming week has the blessings from the Shabbos before. Understand all this, we have a malbim. Sefer Bereishis, who says, a mashal of a king who had officers, who those officers were in turn in charge of the workers, and the workers were paid daily. Now the officers had to, in order to pay the workers, they had to receive the funds and the payment from the king, which was a whole day's event, to travel to the king to get the money. So one of the days, they had a deal, they would pay them every day, but there was a day where they had to travel to the king. So what they would do is, at the end of that week, when they would pay them, they get a double payment, either the day before or the day after. And that way, the workers got their money for each day of the week. So the Nimshal is, says the Malbim, Bnei Yisrael received the man from the world only once a week. They received the man from the world in general. Once a week, the world received the man from Hashem. So that would take them through the coming week. Which day was it that the world received the man from Hashem? That day was Shabbos. Since the world was to give out man for 7 days, Erev Shabbos got a double portion. So let's bring this all together. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the ultimate day for a Jew to serve Hashem. Because Shabbos is, like we say in the davening, Tachlit Maaseh Shamayim Va'aretz. It's an end in and of itself. The 6 days of the week are all a means to an end. For us, it's harder to see Shabbos as different than just another day of the week. The rain comes down, the rivers flow, the grass grows. It's Saturday, it's just another day of the week. But by connecting the idea of the man, when Bnei Yisrael were in the 40-year journey, there was no production of sustenance on Shabbos. This is what gives Shabbos its Kedusha. It's designated for a higher purpose because it's Kadosh. So the man was the physical manifestation of all that Shabbos stands for. Now we appreciate how critical the observance of that first Shabbos was. It would have been for eternity had they observed it properly. These people went out. They could have searched for hours. They would never find the man. This attempt and hope to find man was a way of saying, Shabbos is like any other day of the week. We're going to go out like yesterday. We're going to go out like we would do tomorrow. And that was a declaration of sorts that Shabbos has nothing to offer. It's not unique. Chas v'shalom. And this brought on the consequence of Amalek. We'd be zoche to only have the appreciation of Kedusha Shabbos, but also appreciate the experience, the blessing of Shabbos as well.